Dear Diary, today morning I had a thought almost like an epiphany in the words of William Cowper. Existence is a strange bargain. Life owes us little, but we owe it everything. The only true happiness comes from squandering ourselves for a purpose. How well it defines me. As I walked down the cobbled pathways of memory, I reminisced those innocent childhood days spent in a two-room flat in Golpark, Kolkata, revering Sri Ramakrishna and Swami Vivekananda. Every fortnightingly, my mother, who was an ardent devotee of Ramakrishna Mission, took me for the ritualistic gatherings in one of the devotees' houses. I have vivid memories of those days. The incense of the room, the smell of the flowers, the notes of the harmonium and the chanting of the slokas, all etched deep down in memory and are part of my very being. I shall never forget them. I shall forever adulate Swami Vivekananda as his ideals and ways of life molded part of what I am today. His oratorical and resounding voice had the power to resonate with common people, and his solemn words on character building were like casket of pearls. He wrote in one of his letters from Bagh Bazar, "Desires must not grow in us, but must flow out of us as rivulets moving towards the ocean." Apologies for such crude translation, but we understand how desires have scarred our progeny and how this disregard for everything that is old is heart-wrenching. Swamiji was very close to his mother and much influenced by her philosophies. He revered her and acknowledged that if there was any being who Swamiji loved, it was his mother. Mothers are indeed effulgent effluences of wisdom. She is the epitome of sacrifices, and she seems to be entwined in the household chores such that most often we fail to recognize her silent prayers, her little ways in which she takes care, and her inexhaustible patience. Let us all respect and love her. In a few decades from now, we may expect another industrial revolution, the Industrial Revolution 4.0, that will usher new times, new thoughts, new ideologies. But to steer that transition towards positive results, we need to sow the seeds of a righteous character right now. We must focus on our strengths and let not the vices of the times affect us. Let us care for our planet and be empathetic global citizens. Let Swamiji be our beacon and inspiration in this endeavor. Signing off, Time Traveler.